morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook, and I'm here with Kathy Kozak, sitting in for Beth Ann for the next couple of weeks.
Well, it's happy to be here, learn something new, hear about the environment, get a little depressed about it, hoping we can do something to change what we're doing here in the islands.
We're going to cheer you up, Kathy, I promise.
All right, I'll hold on.
Well, the warming of our oceans is everyone's problem, whether we know it or not, and warmer ocean temperatures lead to the bleaching and possible dying of coral reefs. When they die, an entire ecosystem is thrown out of balance. The State Department of Land and Natural Resources wants people to understand the extent of the problem and take part in an island-wide effort to identify and locate bleached corals. This Saturday, the DLNR will deploy volunteers from all islands in the first-ever Bleachapalooza. Anne Rosinski is a marine resource specialist at the Division of Aquatic Resources, and she's here to tell us more. Good morning, Anne. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Bleaching, when you see it, is very obviously you know why it's called that. The reef turns white. What has happened to it?
Yeah, so this year we've had unprecedented levels of coral bleaching throughout the state. And bleaching is a process where when the corals are stressed, and in this case, because of the high ocean temperatures that we've been having, they actually expel algae that lives in their tissue. This algae gives them most of their energy and a lot of their color. And so they'll appear white, even though the animal is still alive, it's still there. It's very striking and very shocking when you see a pure white coral.
And it's on its way to dying completely, right? Because it now has fewer protections.
Right. So once it's bleached, it's a lot more vulnerable to things like disease and other stressors. And if the high temperatures stick around for a while, if we have these high temperatures for a while, then they will eventually die.
What we've been hearing is that those high temperatures are coming back more than we've ever seen them. Is that accurate?
Right. So, we had a mild coral bleaching event last year, which was unanticipated. This year, because we've had a very strong El Nino, scientists and researchers have been predicting this thermal stress to come for quite a while. So it was predicted to happen. We were looking out for it. And unfortunately, it looks like all the predictions were pretty much on par. And now we're the majority of ocean waters around Hawaii are in alert level 2 for coral bleaching, which is the highest of the levels through the NOAA Coral Reef Watch program. And it's where we're going to expect to see coral mortality. So we're quite concerned about it.
When you find coral bleaching, you can at least mitigate the effects of further stressors on it, right?
Right.
Is that mainly the reason, the rationale for finding and locating bleaching events?
Right. So, yeah, we want to find the hot spots of this coral bleaching event. We want to find those locations that are being affected the most by it. And that will give the DLNR a chance to focus their management actions on the worst affected places. Unfortunately, with coral bleaching, we do have a limited toolkit in terms of, there's very few things we can do at this point to stop the bleaching effects that are going on. But what we can do is focus on helping the corals recover from this event through our management strategies and a lot as well through individual actions.
I would think that when people ask what can we do, the first thing you can tell them is stay away from the reef when you see a bleaching event, right? Don't add to the stressors on the organism.
Right. I mean, we definitely want to be extra cautious around corals during this time. They really are vulnerable. And so any added stress, whether it's being, trampled on or if there's, boat strikes or pollution that comes into the ocean, all of those things could ultimately kill the corals while they're in this stress state. Mm-hmm. So we are encouraging people to get in the water, especially through this event, Bleachapalooza, and see the bleaching for themselves, and as well as reporting it through the eyes of the reef network. But, in that process, we also really stress that it's important to be extra cautious around corals at this time.
Is there, and you are going to be training people who are going in the water on Saturday to find and locate bleaching events. You're going to be training them in how to do that. Is there still time for people to get that training? We've got another day before Saturday.
Right. So, yeah, Bleachapalooza is coming up on Saturday. And so we're partnering with the Eyes of the Reef Network, mm-hmm. and they do periodically offer free training on how to identify things like coral bleaching as well as coral diseases and aquatic invasive species. So over the past week, they've had a series of trainings. But if you haven't been trained in it, it's not too late. They have a lot of information on their website, Eyes mm-hmm. of the Reef website, and also on Facebook, that shows you what coral, what bleached coral looks like next to a normal coral. And I mean, I guess fortunately with coral bleaching, it's quite obvious when the coral is bleached. It's pure yeah. white when, you know, you're used to seeing browns and grays and purples out there on the reef. So yeah. this is one of those events where just about anyone can partake in it. You know, if you're a confident snorkeler, diver, spear fisherman, if you're out there on the reef all the time anyways, this is a great chance to take a part in something. If you see coral bleaching, report it to us.
Sounds as if it's you still have plenty of room for volunteers, but it also sounds as if they should be at least a kind of an intermediate swimmer.
Yeah,
level.
Definitely. Yeah, so we're looking for ocean users to take part in this event, and we're really excited about this. Is the first event of its kind where it's a statewide call to action on this one day, and the significance of October 3rd, it's actually the predicted peak of this thermal stress that we've been having. So it's kind of an all hands on deck moment where ocean users can get out there and, you know, and be part of helping us all learn more about this event and how it's affecting our reefs.
The thermal stress that we're seeing that you just described, is it as strong as it has ever been?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot stronger than the thermal stress we were seeing last year. Hawaii has only had one other mass coral bleaching event, and so this is the second one, and it's definitely the most impactful.
So that gives you some perspective on just how intense a problem this is.
Yeah, and you know, we're not alone. Globally, there's been substantial coral bleaching this year. The scientists are terming it GB3 or Global Bleaching 3. It's only the third time in the world's, you know, recorded history that they've seen mass bleaching on this scale. So, you know, unfortunately, we're included in that event this time. But I think it also offers us a chance to join, you know, a global conversation about the effects that we're seeing.
Just being aware would seem to be at least a step in the right direction, yeah?
Yeah, I think, you know, at this point, it's important for people to recognize what coral bleaching is and what's causing it, and just appreciate, you know, how much it really is having an impact on our reefs.
Well, it sounds as if, and no way to really tell what next year is going to bring.
Right. So, yeah, it is predicted that thermal stress, because of this El Nino, will have lasting effects and into the next year as well. And it's also unknown, you know, the effect that this bleaching could have on different coral processes like reproduction and feeding into the future. So we'll definitely be, you know, looking at this for quite a while.
Well, we'll need to. Thanks very much, Ann.
Thank you.
Ann Rosinski is a marine resource specialist at the Division of Aquatic Resources. She's been helping coordinate the effort to respond to this year's unprecedented coral bleaching across the state. On Saturday, when ocean temperatures are predicted to peak, volunteers will simultaneously get into the ocean on Maui, Oahu, Kauai, and Hawaii Island to look for bleaching on the reef. The Eyes of the Reef Network is offering bleaching identification training on its website, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.